Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, TK and Buzz, Tom Kelly and Dan Wilson with you, filling in for the midday guys today. As time to get the Christmas spirit, Black Friday.
Put up a tree?
I have not put up my tree yet.
Will you be putting up a tree?
Of course I'll be putting up a tree.
I don't know.
He seems like a Grinch. So,
well, yeah. I have kids. I got to put up a tree. And everybody puts up a tree. Come on, what are you talking about, Buzz?
Listen. I could see if your kids and your wife wasn't pushing for it, you could be like, we skipped the tree this year.
I mean, I might be anti-Christmas, but I will put up a tree.
But you will put up a tree.
Yes. Now the dilemma that I'm running into here, I think I'm going to need to decorate this year. I've never been a big, home decoration guy.
Oh, that is stunning.
And, but we're in this new house now. We're finally all settled. And my son really wants to decorate. Last year, we had basically one decoration. We had an inflatable, Christmas Yoda out on the front yard, which he really wanted to get. But this year, I think I need to get up on the roof and do the lights and all that stuff.
You're going to get up on the roof and do the...
I think I'm going to need to do it.
Can we get video of this?
No, you can't get video of
it. I mean, that would be excellent content.
No, but
I'm going to tie yourself... What's the movie where the guy ties himself to the roof in case he falls off? And he's like dangling there?
I don't know.
There's some Christmas movie that I haven't seen in a very long time where the guy ties himself to the chimney.
Okay.
So in case he slips off the roof and he's just like dangling there in the window.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Regardless, seeing you, the thought of you putting up Christmas lights and getting into the holiday spirit. When are you going to do
this? I'm not a very handy person. I'm not a handyman.
And we know your motor skills are subpar, too.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean that you've said on the air that your motor skills aren't where they need to be.
In second grade, I used to have to stay after class for handwriting help.
And you also,
for my cursive was illegible. But nobody even writes cursive anyway.
Well, so. you've also said that your wife won't let you wrap presents. Because
I'm not good at wrapping presents. Yeah, not good at that either, and not good at assembling things. And this is the worst part of Christmas. And anybody with kids can probably attest to this. Maybe it's just me because I'm not good at it. But you buy these gifts, everything you got to put together, man, takes a long time.
You feel like a buy gifts that are already assembled type of guy.
Yeah, I would prefer to do that, but a lot of stuff you can't do it.
So you got to get things that are ready. So you're not wrapping gifts. You'll put the stuff on the roof. You're finally going to be of help there.
I'm going to have to do that.
I'll probably
need somebody to come over and help me. But.
Of course, you're going to have to get the tree soon because I
mean, we just have a fake tree. We're fake tree family.
You're fake tree family. So when are you going to get the fake tree?
We have a fake tree.
Oh, you already have it.
What do you think you do with a fake tree? You buy it and you keep it.
All right,
you're not returning it every year.
Okay, so you got the fake tree.
Stupid question,
Buzz. So when are you going to put it up?
We're going to put it up probably in the next couple weeks.
Get around though. Next couple weeks, it's 4 weeks away.
Once it becomes December. I don't like the Christmas stuff before December.
You've said Black Friday. Now you're moving it back.
I moved it back.
December 1st or Sunday?
December 1st.
So it's going up Sunday.
You know what? And Sunday's not great either. We want to enjoy our football. Monday, December 2nd? Yeah. Monday, people can get into the Christmas
spirit. I mean, that is not like our own assistant program director, Ava Graham. November 1st, those Christmas lights were up.
I know.
She's very strict with her decorations.
Well, Ava is very, bubbly personality, much different personality than me.
Has anyone ever
more
said bubbly? Has anyone ever said bubbly and Tom Kelly in the same sentence?
Probably not.
Unless the word "not" was in between.
And you know who people have also said is not who people have also said is not bubbly.
Who's that?
Seth Joyner. And if Seth Joyner were joining us right now, he'd be sponsored by Bet Parks every weekend. The double the spread boost for all users and one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app Friday. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. They sponsor Seth Joyner's call and. if Seth were with us, he'd obviously be very bubbly about Christmas.
Of course.
And he would be sponsored by Bet Parks.
Yeah, I'm sure he listens to Mariah Carey all the time.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot about the Eagles today, and really that game yesterday with Detroit and Chicago told me, hey, the Eagles are not far behind Detroit. And I think when we've looked at it this year, there's this idea that the Lions are this powerhouse, that they're this juggernaut. I don't think that's the case. I think the Eagles are a better team. I think if they played an NFC Championship game in Detroit, I'd pick the Eagles to win that game. But, Buzz, you didn't have the same takeaway, correct?
I do not have the same takeaway. I think the Lions are still the number one team. If I was putting out NFC power rankings right now, so not based on standings, but based on who I believe deserves to be the top-ranked favorite in the NFC, I'm still going with the Lions. I know they play in a tougher division. They got some tough games coming up. But right now, I think that number one seed is a big deal. They haven't really shown me anything. Like, yesterday was one of their first games all year for the Lions, where they or in a while anyway, that it felt like they really had a chance to lose late. And I know the Lions, you know, kind of flubbed it away there at the end. I think teams are allowed to clunker. It was a short week, weird spot, whatever. The fact that they got through, sometimes you have to escape close games like that. The Eagles have escaped their fair share of close games this year that they made closer than it needed to be. So I think the fact that they got away with a win still goes that way in the win column, and they have the inside track to, at the very least, tie with the Eagles and have a better conference record. It just feels like the Eagles are going to be Not steep, but climbing a little bit more uphill than the Lions.
I just think the Eagles are a better team. I think when you look at it, and to me, the separator is the defense. Because offensively, both offenses are good. They've got the Sonic and Knuckles thing going on with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, I'll take Saquon over that duo anyway. They got a good offensive line. Penei Sewell is one of the better offensive tackles in football. But Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, I think are similar. The wide receivers, I slightly go Eagles. Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell. We talk about Dan Campbell like he's some great coach. I don't think he's any different than Nick Sirianni. If anything, I'll give the edge to Nick Sirianni. And I look at the defenses. The Eagles' defense is better. And again, man, we don't watch them all the time. So I don't think we value it as much. And the Eagles will miss Brandon Graham, but the Lions losing Aiden Hutchinson is a monster deal for that defense.
So really quickly, I did want to get into that more of the Lions have been without Aiden Hutchinson and have been playing, you know, for a while here without him. We have not seen the Eagles without Brandon Graham yet. And much like the Lions losing Hutchinson, the Eagles did lose their best pass rusher in Brandon Graham. I'm not saying Brandon Graham is on the level of Aiden Hutchinson. I'm just saying, you know, pound for pound, both teams lost their best pass rusher. So the fact that the Eagles, we don't know what this defense is going to look like without Brandon Graham. And this is a hell of a team to do it against, a hell of a quarterback to do it against in Lamar Jackson. Like, I think Bam said they're getting 3 sacks on Sunday. Where, like, I don't know, where are these sacks coming from? Like, I understand Milton Williams and Jalen Carter, and they'll put pressure on and Josh Sweat, they'll put pressure. But Brandon Graham was getting to the quarterback, like, better than anyone on the team this year. Like, someone's going to have to make that up.
I'm not going to tell you it's not a big loss, but I think when you look at Jalen Carter, and I don't think he gets enough love because it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, but he's getting double teamed all the time.
Yeah,
and
he attracts a lot of attention.
Opening things up for other people. And when you look at Detroit, like, Aiden Hutchinson is their Jalen Carter. Like that's what he is.
He draws a lot of
them.
Attention.
That's
sure.
How much he means to that defense. And they're going to miss Brandon. I think they can overcome it, though. I do. I Nolan Smith's playing better. Josh Sweat's had a nice year. But I think where the Eagles really make up for it is those guys on the interior.
And I tend to agree. I think Fangio has done an unbelievable job. I mean, it doesn't feel like they have a weak spot on this defense, quite frankly. For a while, it feels like they haven't had, when I say a weak spot, like a true, like, yeah, that guy stinks, or that guy who starts, you don't feel good about. Like, you feel pretty good as a general rule about that defensive unit. I do feel strong about them. I think they are able to move past this Brandon Graham thing, but it doesn't mean it's not a big loss, and it doesn't mean that the fact that the Lions have already had to adjust without Hutchinson and the Eagles are just now adjusting without Brandon Graham, like, it's a bigger loss for the Lions, but they've also had longer to adjust. So it could theoretically offset some of that.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you it's not going to hurt. It is, but I think it's something the Eagles can overcome. So you want to get in on Eagles versus Lions. Who would you take in an NFC Championship game in Detroit? You're welcome to do so. Also, Eagles-Ravens this Sunday. In a few minutes here, we'll have some sound from Vic Fangio talking about that Ravens offense. But do you think the Eagles need a statement win? Our side topic today, what's something that has aged well since my kids are now obsessed with The Wizard of Oz? And you two are going to love this text that I just get in this segment from my mom. She says, you're not getting up on the roof. Just decorate the trees out front of your house.
Wow.
So that's how little faith my own mom has in
me. So your mom doesn't want you going up on the roof.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to put up the lights and the fake tree?
Yes. I'm getting up on the roof. I'm a grown man. I don't have to listen to what my mom says anymore.
Wow. You're fighting back.
I'm standing up for myself.
Did you hear yesterday? So I had our buddy Dave Uram on yesterday, and he was getting an argument with his mom whether he was allowed to watch the Bears-Lions game at lunch yesterday.
What do you mean?
Like
whether he's allowed?
Like he was going over the nursing home where his grandma lives, and his mom was going with him.
Uh-huh.
And he texted his mom the night before, "Hey, I'm going to have the Bears Lions game off my phone." And she replied, "You know, I'm doing a fake like Jewish mother voice here. Like, David, you cannot watch the game on your phone. Like, no." And he said it wasn't received well.
Okay. Well, I hate to side with you, Ram, but you know, I don't like the idea of, we're at the dinner table or something, we can't have the game on. You can have a game, you can multitask.
I'm just saying it's funny that his mom was pushing back on, you guys are the same age, his mom was pushing back on him. They wanted him to focus more on the presence of his grandma and his mom, not on sports. And here you are, your mom's telling you can't go on the roof.
Your moms are always going to have opinions. That does not change, no matter what your age is. Let's go to Todd in Virginia. What's up, Todd?
Hey, Tom. I'd say besides the gamble of signing Devin White and Bryce Huff, that Howie Roseman and Vic Fangio are not getting enough credit for putting together a fabulous defense through, you know, the first so many games this season.
Well, Todd, I'll let you continue, but it's just funny. I just wanted to mention something real quick because you bring up Devin White. Because I'm watching the Texans the last couple weeks, and Devin White's actually playing well for them. I think that's less of an indictment on Devin White and more an indication that N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond are just really good the way he's played.
That is a great point. Great point, Tom. I do think you're getting out over your skis a little bit too much, given the fact that they've only played three winning teams this year. And I think you need to reserve your judgment on the Eagles defense until after Sunday. And one thing that's not being talked about at all, at least that I haven't heard, is that Lamar Jackson is 23-1 against the NFC in his career.
I have heard that stat for what it's worth. I actually played in one of our sports updates just before the show. He has an unbelievable record against the NFC. I don't know what really to attribute to that other than those are teams who are theoretically less familiar with him. But it's like in the 2024 in the NFL, every team's got film on everybody. That seems a little more fluky to me than just... It must just be the fact that these guys don't get a upfront look at him as often as some of the teams in the AFC. But there's an element of luck and flukiness to that too.
And the irony of that is the only loss he has is against Daniel Jones of the New York Giants.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's one crappy reason to not be undefeated against the NFC.
Yeah, so I think a couple keys for the game on Sunday. Whoever is going to be spying on Lamar, whether it's Zach Baum or N'Kobe Dean, I think, you know, preventing those off-schedule plays, you know, that prevent Lamar from getting a, you know, 20, 40, 60-yard run downfield. I think that's the key to the game.
Yeah, no, Todd, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot. And yeah, I mean, that's going to be a huge part of it, is kind of containing Lamar Jackson, because he's got incredible playmaking ability. Like, there's no question about that. And let you hear a little bit of Vic Fangio. Here's Vic Fangio, Eagles defensive coordinator. First off, just talking about this Ravens offense.
He's had great success against your defenses in particular. I think his numbers are off the charts.
Well, thanks for reminding me.
Well, do you have, for lack of a better term, nightmares about him? How aware are you of that?
Yeah, their whole offense is dynamite. You know, they run it great. They throw it great. They got good receivers. They got the best group of receivers they've had there in a long time. Two really good tight ends. Their line is blocking good. you know, it's no accident they have the number one offense in the league.
And hey, they've had a great year. I mean, they've been pretty impressive offensively.
High praise. Vic Fangio has been around the block a little bit, both in the NFC and the AFC. I think he's quite familiar with. I don't think it's going to be anything he hasn't seen before, but I think he also understands the task at hand here. And kind of to what our last caller alluded there, as good as they've been so far this season, they've only played, what, three winning teams, whatever it is. They haven't seen an offense or a quarterback like this all season long. It's by far, I think, the biggest test that this defensive unit will see maybe all season long.
Yeah, and one of the big tests is going to be getting Derrick Henry down on the ground, because we look at Saquon Barkley. Derrick Henry's had his own renaissance in Baltimore. Here was Vic Fangio talking about the running back.
With Derrick Henry, what has he done to complement Lamar? Because a lot of people looked at that before the season, didn't see him as that gun-type runner. Why do you think it's worked so well?
Well, they don't get in the gun all the time when Henry's in there. They're under center, probably more than they were last year. But Henry's done well out of the gun, too, running the ball. So everybody thought he was descending. They were wrong.
And, yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry, I thought it was going to be a weird fit with that offense, but Derrick Henry has not been
much of a weird fit at all.
No, a major difference maker.
He's been huge, and it's been cool to see, and we've talked about this a lot this season, how, like, the running back has really made a comeback in the NFL. Like, a lot of more undersized linebackers, there wasn't a lot of attention on running backs being difference makers in the league. And it's been really a long time since, like, I was trying to think of on the air yesterday, the last time we've seen a running back matchup like this in the NFL. I mean, you got to go back to at least the mid 2010s, if not the late 2000s, like Chris Johnson and Arian Foster, you know, used to match up. I'm trying to think who else would have been running backs at this type of level, like two running backs at this type of level going at it. I think it's going to be really, really fun, but it's not as if that's the only way that's not the only way the Ravens can beat the Eagles. And I guess my biggest level of concern with the Eagles taking on the Ravens I think the Eagles are a little bit more reliant on Saquon than the Ravens are on Henry.
Well, and they showed the graphic last night. I mean, the rushing leaders in the NFL, Saquon and Henry, both 1,300-plus yards, and Brandon Jacobs, who's not even at 1,000 yet. Like, that shows
they're
you.
They're in a class of their own.
Yeah, that shows you just how crazy it's been. And here's one more from Vic Fangio talking about Lamar.
How has Lamar Jackson evolved throughout his career?
He's just getting better and better at everything that he was already really good at. Without getting in a long dissertation about him, I just think he's a very special player.
And, hey, Lamar Jackson is, and this is where I think it's going to be critical for the Eagles' defense in this game, is where Lamar Jackson, I think, has grown as a player, is he's not I think we think of him as like a runner. That's not what he's done a ton this year. What he's doing is he's buying time, staying behind the line of scrimmage, and making big plays down the field with his arm. And as Fangio said earlier, this is the best receiving group they've ever had. Zay Flowers, I mean, as much as we like to mock him, Nelson Aguilar is still not a bad player. That's where I think the Eagles need to be careful here, is not letting Lamar buy time, making plays down the field with his arm.
By the way, Josh Jacobs, not Brandon Jacobs, has not returned.
Oh, did I say Brandon
Jacobs?
You said
Brandon Jacobs. It took me a second to process, and it clicked with me when we were playing that cut.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs is with the Packers. Brandon Jacobs played for the Giants more than a decade ago.
Yes.
To your overall point, like Lamar, it's a little like early 2000s Donovan-esque, as you remember how he used to, I mean, I was young. I probably didn't have even the same level of appreciation for it, how he used to scramble. Like it's, I don't know, is Lamar the closest thing we've seen to Michael Vick since Vick?
Probably.
How talented this guy is. He's going to be. It's maybe the worst week ever to lose your best pass rusher. Trying to keep that guy contained in the pocket or get a rush on him. Like, I just think it's going to be really, really tough. I'm not going to lose like my faith in this year's Eagles team if they struggle to keep that offense contained and they lose a close game.
And this is where I think it's going to come down to a lot of those interior players. Is the best way you can keep a quarterback like that in the pocket, get pressure up the middle. Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, really big week for those guys. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Kathleen in Florida. What's up, Kathleen? Kathleen? Let's put Kathleen on hold. Let's go to Hulk Hoagie. What's up, Hulk Hoagie?
I talked to this guy yesterday.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
How you doing, Hoag?
Just wanted to say great job, guys. You stepped in for Hugh freaking Douglas, a Philly legend, and you're crushing it. Next man up.
Thanks, Hulk.
That's right. Just like Brandon Graham on Sunday, we stepped right in.
Yeah, and I think with Brandon Graham, you know, we lost him on the field, but he's not going anywhere. He's going to be in there in those guys' ears. And so for who steps up, I think Vic Fangio, right? Zach Bond, if you remember early on, he was getting after the quarterback and sacking him. So I think there's some things that we can do against the Ravens. I'm not too scared. And the defense is going to be key here.
Absolutely, the defense is going to be. As I said, I think it's their biggest test thus far. I think this is, and if the defense can keep this Ravens offense contained, if they can keep the Eagles offense in this game, then there's really no reason. If they can hang with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's been the second best quarterback in the league this year. There's a reason he's the second best quarter, you know, MVP odds. Like if they can hang with them and contain them, then maybe only the Bills would this not apply to, but they should be able to contain and hang with any offense and in all of football. That especially includes the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, the numbers don't lie. Eagles, number one total defense. Ravens are, I think, at 24. We're number three in passing defense. They're 31. I mean, the Eagles defense is a force across the board. We got elite pass coverage with Quinyanimo Bay, Cooper DeJohn. I think it's going to be acceptable loss is a crazy thing to say.
Thank you, Hulk. There's no way a guy named Hulk Hogan
and from Eagles superfan as a city would thought that this was an acceptable loss.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, there's no way you think that an acceptable loss is a real term, right?
No, the only acceptable loss would be my coworker who's been flapping his gums about the Detroit Lions all day. Okay, I'm out in the parking lot. Eating my lunch like Nnamdi Asamoah.
All right, Hulk Hogan, what has aged well?
One thing that aged well is when the Eagles, quote unquote, overpaid for Saquon Barkley during the offseason.
Yeah, appreciate it, Hulk. Yeah,
is it fair to say Saquon Barkley's contract has aged well 11 weeks into it, though?
Yes. I mean, the contract.
It's a 5-year contract.
It's a 3-year.
Contract. Sorry, 3-year contract. But in year one of a 3-year contract, not 5 years. Sorry, I've been thinking so much about Embiid. In a 3-year contract, like you can say 10 weeks in or 11 weeks in that's aged well.
Yeah, I mean, nobody would have thought that they would have gotten this bang for their buck immediately from Saquon. So I think you could say it aged well already. Sure,
I think it's. It's been worth it, but I think for it to physically age well, it has to be at least in the latter stage of the deal.
Okay. There we go with
well, for something to age
buzz,
well,
you need to pick it apart.
For something to
age well, correctly.
For something to age well, it can't be something that like happened this year.
What has aged well, though? It's only been a few months, but it's aged well, that contract.
So if he has a bad, like, let's say, I don't think this is going to happen. Let's say he was bad next year and the year after that. Would that contract have aged well?
I don't know.
It hasn't aged yet.
Fine. So answer from Hulk Hogan.
By the way, TK, your worst take of all time. Remember that?
What was my worst take? Yeah. I mean, it was terrible opinion. I thought that the Eagles made a mistake by signing Saquon Barkley. That take has aged horribly. So I think it can age well, can age poorly.